I was just talking about a different subject today. If the master or the guru is pleased with us, then you be rest assured that God is pleased with you, because God is manifested in it. If he is not pleased, at the heart of heart he is not pleased with you, then who can approach him to be kind to you? If God is displeased, there is a place somewhere where you can approach. That is that place where God is manifest, the God in man, you see. If God in man is displeased, then there is no place. Now what is the criterion for a man to know that I have got a real love for the master and the guru? Even if he displeased, he tells you, calls you names, even then you have love for him. You never take it otherwise, not the least. This is a criterion to show. Even he calls you, he will never call you name, but still if he calls you name, with all that, you love him, you be attracted to him. This is a criterion, you see. Sometimes, you see, mother or the child say something to the mother, which are not, I think, feasible. Even then the mother does not take ill. So this is a criterion. Now the question is how the master can be pleased. There are two ways. Whatever attributes he has got in his life, we should adopt those in our own life. We should copy, live ourselves according to whatever qualification you see in him. The qualification in him are the God's qualification in him, and immediately. God is pleased, he gives with everybody. He creates, naturally. Creator will love his creation. So Guru is one who loves his disciples, because it is he who has given birth to them, you see, in the inner way. So he loves. Similarly, we should love all others. One thing. He won't let anybody suffer. You don't let anybody else suffer, you see. You must share with others. These are some of the qualifications that a master has in him. The same reflector, attributes of God reflected in him. This is one thing, and the other is just live up to strictly, literally, to what he says. I gave an example here. There is one of the five Pandavas. Five Pandavas were just sent to a guru for learning. So first they gave them a lesson to teach. Tell the truth. Speak truth. Or they go and memorize this. They went away. Next they came up, but Yudhishthira, one of the five Pandavas, did not turn up. He asked, where is Yudhishthira? He says that he is memorizing what lesson has been given to him. 2, 3, 4 days, for a week he did not turn up. After all he came up. He says, well, Guruji, I have now learned what you have told me, to tell the truth, to speak the truth. The other side were ridiculed. Well, look here, Guruji, these few words, we remember the very moment you told us, tell the truth, and he has not been able to memorize in 7 days or 8 days. So he made a promise, you see, I'll speak to all through life. So you mean to say, whatever Guru says, live up to it. Just write that in your own life. There is one Pandit Guru Dutt. He was a disciple of Swami Dayananda, of the Arya Samaj. Somebody told him, you write the life of Swami Dayananda, his guru. All right, I'll write. 2 months, 3 months passed, asked me, what are you doing? I am writing. 6 months, a year passed, and what are you doing with it? Oh, I am writing very hard. A another 2 years passed. How far you have written? Oh, I am writing very hard, you see. What is the writing of a master's life is to just have those very qualifications in our own life. That is hard, you see. So, whatever you say, must be sweet words. Kind words don't cost anything. Kind words imbued with humility. Kind words imbued with humility. If you have that thing in life, I think 90% troubles will be over. Oh, we live up to what the Master says, literally. This is one way of pleasing the Master and the Guru. The other, you should adopt the qualifications you have got in your own life. There are two things. Sometimes Master, you see, man, you have to train him up, you see. Make a man, what is it, make a man out of him, you see. So sometimes he just gives you a little boost, all right, so you're very, very good boy, you're doing best of your efforts, I'm pleased. And some other times when he says he has done something, then he little doesn't pay attention to him there. The other man who got very much love with the Master is very little, aversion, little, not aversion, I would say, little just not paying attention. That is more than a death for him, you see. A little word of encouragement, all, oh yes, he is pleased. He gets a boost to the soul with him. So the Master avails that way to bring out the man in him, you see. So people don't understand him generally. If you adopt these two qualifications, just live, try to copy the life of Master in your own life, the good qualifications he has got. And the other, live up to what he says. The best thing, where all these qualifications, you will become the abode of all qualifications, is to have sweet tongue, kind words, imbued with humility. If we have this in our life, then I think everybody is free. The Master, after all, is here to clean, you see, the heart of his disciple, not in one day, but takes time. The clothes which are washed and cleaned, only those can you put in the basket, not the dirty clothes, you see. Master's love for the disciple, as mother has love for the child, if that is besmeared with filth, you see, then what does he do? Does she do? She simply washes it with love and then keep it to its breast, loving. So, love the sinner, but hate the saint. Not hated in the outward way, but in sweet words, imbued with humility. So these are the things, you see, which will make us, which will endear us to the Master. Live up to what he says, whether it is at your cost of your life too. So this is a criterion to show, you see, how the Master can be pleased. If he is pleased, the God in him is pleased, then God is pleased. So for that I have given you three things. One, the criterion to know that you have real love for the Master, even if he hates you, he calls your name, God forbid, he never does it, but even if it comes to that pass, he may not allow you to come near him. For some time, I am speaking out of my experience in life, I tell you. For some propaganda or other things against that thing, then still you must be endeared to him. You love him. You love him with all that what happens, you see. This is quite ultimate to show the man who has become what you say, I live not now, but Christ lives in me. And for that two things, the Master should be pleased. Should not be displeased. For that we have to adopt two ways. One, whatever qualifications he has got, just try to copy in your life, live up to them. And others, live up to strictly what he says, literally. Without any regard what your mind says and what your heart likes, you see. Sometimes, once I tell you, there was Sunday, my duty was for satsang at Lahore. I arrived there at about 12 in the night, 11:30. So I had good fortune, I was permitted, even at any time when I reached there. He was sleeping in the third floor. I went up there. So it was past 12:01. I had a mind just what I made up my mind to go over there, that I remain there on Sunday and give, and detail somebody else to give a talk. When it was 1:30, the train had to leave there from 3:30 or 4 in the morning. He said, "Well, Kirpasi, tomorrow is a satsang day." Yes, sir. "All right, go." You see? So sight like that happens in our life. All right, I went to it. He makes a man out of man, I tell you, honestly. Guru is a guru. Like what? There's nothing on earth to give any semblance of him. He is a God in man. So I give you three things, a criterion to show that you have got real love for the Master. And two things, one, live up to what, in a way, he lives, the good qualifications, he is the abode of all good qualifications. Whatever qualifications are in God, they are reflected in him, live up to them. Adopt them in your life. And live strictly, literally what he says. Pay respects to his words rather than body. See? You got four or five children. One son or child goes according to the will and pleasure of his father. He does not demand anything, nothing of the sort. Others demand, "Oh, I want this thing, I want this thing, and that thing." Sometimes they have to fight with him. "Why don't you give us this and that thing?" And do not know what he says. Then whom the father will love, you see. The other man goes by the willing pleasure. To try to win the pleasure of your master by living two ways, as I told you. They just set up those qualifications he has got in his life. Write it out in your life, not on paper. I gave an example here of Pandit Gurudas. He was a disciple of Swami Dayananda, you see, the founder of the Arya Samaj. So people asked him to write out his life history. All right, 2 months passed, 3 months passed, a year passed, and asked him, "What are you doing with it?" "Well, I'm writing." 2 or 3 years passed, how you have arrived? "Because I'm writing very hard." "Oh, what have you written out of?" Then the writing of a life history of the Master is to just have that life in your own life. I'm writing in my own life, you see. So such life students, you see, work what? Because it works for God, it is, you see, the Master is. So you come to know 3 days today. One, the criterion whether you got love for the Master with all propaganda, with all what he says, he calls your name. You still have attraction for it. That's a criterion to show that you've got real love. The other thing, have those qualifications which are reflecting him from God in your own life. And that is simplicity, kind words imbued with humility. This is one qualification. Wherever this is, all attributes find abode in him, you see, the one thing. And live strictly after what he says. Not caring for your own life, you see. Then you have to take care, when you leave everything to the Master, then the Master has to take care for the child, you see. So these are the three things I placed to you before you today. These are given as reference in the books and not given in digest form like that, you see. If you want to be endeared by the Master, then live up to that. And try, mind that, it will never break you away. Mind that. when you see that, it already gives a little encouragement. But as Christ says, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee till the end of the world. He does not leave the disciple. He is the God in him, how can he leave? We are created by him. So, aap samjhe bhai, aapki kasauti lagao, kahan tak pyaar hai aapko. Aisa agar live karoge, jeevan badal jayega. You become what? Aap hai, your God in you. You see, your God in you. Your micro God. Master just tries to bring out the God in him, you, that's all. By living up to strictly what he says and just copying how he lives. These are main things.